A firefighter was killed inside of a home in the northeast section of the city this morning, and police have a person in custody. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from the scene in Holmesburg.
A 56-year-old man who was an active-duty firefighter was found dead inside of a home on Schellmeyer Avenue near Torsdale a little before 4 a.m. Medics pronounced the man around 4:15 a.m. Police say they have a 27-year-old male suspect in custody, but he has not been charged. Philadelphia Police Deputy Commissioner Frank Venor says some type of fight happened inside of the residence, but the cause of death won't be known until after the autopsy.
It was not a gunshot or anything like that. It was just a physical assault. It could have been a strangulation. We're not sure until the ME tells us after the post. And we'll move forward after that.
Throughout the morning, investigators went in and out of the home and spoke with family members who were distraught. Homicide detectives are leading the investigation. The Philadelphia Fire Department says it is heartbroken over the death. In Holmesburg, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.